This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. There's a heat wave moving across the country this week, and as everyone turns their air conditioners up to 11, a new power plant called Ivanpah is set to open in California's Mojave Desert. The giant solar power facility could be the future, or it could become just a footnote in the history of clean energy. That's because the plant's tech hasn't been fully tested. Dave Levitan has been reporting on desert solar power plants for Scientific American.
Basically, there is a central tower, and surrounding it are thousands and thousands of mirrors. Those mirrors are angled in such a way that they reflect the sun's light at the top of that tower. And they heat up a fluid which can then be turned into steam, which can then turn a turbine, much like any power plant has a turbine. A natural gas turbine, say, is essentially the same thing eventually.
What are some of the drawbacks of these sorts of facilities being built way, way, way far away from human civilization in the desert?
Probably the biggest challenge is transmission, so power lines, getting that electricity that you generate from the middle of the desert where no one lives to the places where we actually need to use it. Transmission lines are very, very expensive to build. They can be millions of dollars per mile.
Dust is a challenge too, right? I mean, I'd hate to be the guy who has to Windex all of those mirrors.
Right. Yes. Dust is definitely an issue. Obviously, deserts, there's a lot of sand and a lot of dust floating around. The mirrors at Ivanpah, those are going to be probably cleaned using some water from wells on site. But that doesn't always work, of course, depending on where you are. Deserts, of course, do not have a lot of water.
What's the potential for really scaling this up in a way that could, I don't know, change the way that we think about solar energy?
Building each one of a plant of this size is really a huge undertaking. The Desertec Foundation was an idea to build huge amounts of solar power in the Sahara Desert in Africa and then send that power to Europe where it was needed more. Even they are sort of scaling back how they're talking about it because it's just really hard to deal with in terms of the cost of these things, in terms of building transmission lines. It's certainly going to be a big challenge to make it really, really make a difference.
So do you think that this is one day going to be a museum piece in the history of renewable power?
I wouldn't go that far. I think, you know, if you look farther out, deserts are certainly going to continue to be attractive places to build. So I don't think Ivanpah is going to be a museum piece, but it might not have a ton of company for at least the next little while.
Dave Levitan recently wrote a piece for Scientific American on Ivanpah and solar energy. Dave, thanks.
Thank you very much for having me.